get cozy, everyone. You see, my name's Phil, and I like to watch things on Netflix. Now, whether it's the big screen and films, or the small screen and shows that used to be on the television, I like to watch things, okay? So make yourselves comfortable, everybody, because this is what I've been Netflix and filling to. Now, this week, I've been really enjoying this, actually. It's a British sitcom, but it's not cheesy or overtly kind of homey or too much candle laughter. It's written by Jack Whitehall. He stars as the main character. He's in his sounding posh, but being kind of a doofus type vibe. That's kind of him. And if you remember Fresh Meat, the sitcom about some students at university from Channel 4, Jack Whitehall's teacher, Alfie Wickers, has a hint of JP from Fresh Meat about him. He's a man you won't fall in love with in Bad Education, but you'll laugh at him as he attempts to guide his mouthy teenagers through their school time, secondary school. He's witty, he's gonna make you laugh. And Gavin from Gavin and Stacey provides the hipster headmaster, who is even more wonderfully, comically inept than Jack Whitehall's Alfie Wickers. You will enjoy the two series of this, which are currently on Netflix, and they are really quite something. I always say at the end of this, is it worth watching? And I say yes. Bad Education is very much worth watching. But that's just foreplay, ladies and gents. Something to tease you. And prepare to get mushy with this one. It's a film called Me Before You. It features various voices and faces you'll know, from Doctor Who's Clara as the main character's best friend, and Joanna Lumley as the ex-girlfriend's godmother of the guy. It stars happy-go-lucky Emilia Clarke, also known as Daenerys Targaryen from Game of Thrones, and she's the newly appointed carer for the paralysed former banker called Will, and he's played by Finnick from The Hunger Games, in real life called Sam Claflin. And it looks like it's going to start out as a bit of a fun fling, but then as it gets deeper, it gets weepier, and so on, and so on, and so forth. I think in the spirit of Netflix and Phil, let's get it on.
We've tried Chicken Factory.
I'm still having nightmares about those giblets.
We've tried Beautician.
Turns out hot wax is not my friend.
I'm running out of options for you here, Louisa.
Please, I'll take anything.
And this is new care and companionship for a disabled man.
Do you have any experience of caregiving?
I've never done it, but I'm sure I could learn.
Then let's go meet Will. Will, this is Louisa Clarke. Nathan will talk you through Will's routines and equipment.
You don't have to talk across me, Mother. My brain isn't paralysed. Yet.
Good morning. Oh, he hates me. Every time I speak, he looks at me like I'm stupid.
To be fair, you are pretty stupid.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that yet.
Interesting choice of footwear.
What do you mean by that?
That can't be from around here.
Why not?
This is the kind of place people come to when they got tired of actually living.
I'm happy here.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't be. You only get one life. It's actually your duty to live it as fully as possible.
No, stay. Tell me something good.
When I was little, my favourite outfit was my bumblebee tights.
Bumblebee tights?
Black and yellow stripes.
Oh, dear God.
Didn't you ever love anything that much?
Yes.
Loving can hurt.
Please don't tell me you shaved off my eyebrows.
Only the one.
Can I take you somewhere?
You are so going on a date with Will Trainer.
It's too booby.
Get the red dress out. We keep
this love. I don't want to go in yet. I just want to be a man who's been to a concert with a girl in a red dress. A few minutes more. Loving can heal. I promised my parents 6 months and that's what I've given them.
But that was before me.
I want him to live, but only if he wants to live.
We can't just let this happen.
You can't change who people are.
I mean, what can you do?
You love them. And if you hurt
me, I don't want you to miss all the things that someone else could give you.
I have become a whole new person because of you.
Do you know something, Clark? You are pretty much the only thing that makes me want to get up in the morning. Wait for me to
come home. It looks weepy, and it sounds even weepier, but it sounds like it's perfect Netflix and film material. It's starring Emilia Clarke and Sam Claflin, directed by Tia Sharrock. It's out now, rated 12A. Me Before You is the name of the film.